Forgers and Artists, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Spera. David Stein, the legendary forger. Born on January 27, 1935 in Colombes, near Paris, Henri Abel Abraham Haddad is better known under the name of David Stein. During his life, he assumed no less than 14 pseudonyms, including, but not limited to, Philippe Ducrest, Georges Delaunay, Alain Philippe or Michel Leroy, Jacques Bergerot, Philippe Gray or Harcourt, Roger Delorme, Michel de Rivet or Anceline, Guy Lefranc, Jacques-Alain de Villene, Claude Zécri. His father, a doctor by profession, was a fervent collector of art objects. Young Jewish boy Henri Haddad's bright future was shattered in 1940 by the German invasion. Only 5 years old and forced to flee, he changes his identity for the first time when his parents send him to the Catholic college Saint-Louis de Gonzague, where he is effectively protected from deportation. He forgets his dream of becoming a pianist. A bounced check issued on November 5, 1953, taints his criminal record for the first time. He is sentenced to a 10,000-franc fine. In 1955, he finishes his military service in Africa and makes drawings to relieve his boredom. His chief warrant officer entrusts him with the decoration of the officer's mess. This marks the turning point for him. From now on, painting will be his path. Discharged from his military obligations and back in France, it is, however, towards the cinema that he turns first. A matter of opportunity, no doubt, because he met the actor Cliff Robertson, who took him to Hollywood as artistic advisor for a film about the Algerian War. Eventually realizing that the seventh art is not for him, he returns to Paris and his first love, the piano. He performs a few nights at Harry's New York bar, Rue Daunou, renowned for its cocktails and its intimate piano bar in the basement. Haddad slash Stein also tries his hand at journalism as a freelancer for Paris Presse. He never stops drawing and painting, a hobby up till now. He reproduces Cocteau because he admires him, having met him on the set of the TV show Thomas the Impostor. As the French writer and politician André Malraux used to say, every artist begins with pastiche. Shortly after his 24th birthday, Haddad slash Stein's path crosses that of Jean-François Manlet, a small-time art dealer interested in his talent. Manlet offers to sell Stein's works if he will sign them à la manière de with the name of Cocteau. Stein quickly frees himself from Manlet and paints à la manière de with gouaches, oils, watercolors, everything, but he never composes a copy. He prefers to imitate the style and create paintings that the artist himself could have claimed. Legend has it Stein deceived Picasso by presenting him with a bouquet in pastel that the master had supposedly drawn himself a few months prior. The Spaniard, not very sure of his memories at the time, recognized the drawing as his own. This marks the second turning point for Stein. Now he feels strong, gifted, and eager to flood the market with works of his production. Paris, the capital of French experts, is not the right place. He therefore chooses the land of the free for his project, the United States. Henri Matisse, Paul Klee, Georges Braque, Marc Chagall, Miro, Jean Cocteau, Rouault, Pablo Picasso, Juan Gris, Fernand Léger, Renoir, Van Gogh. More than 400 paintings are produced by David Stein, who lives off his brush in broad daylight, negotiating his works for $20,000 each. Stein delivers three fake Chagalls to Erwin Yamet, a vacuum cleaner salesman turned art dealer. When Yamet asks for the certificates of authenticity, Stein tells him he has to import them from France. But he makes the mistake of sending his client the fake certificates too soon after they're made. Yamet calls the office of the fraud judge, Joseph Stone. The judge happens to know Chagall himself will be traveling to New York that weekend to supervise the installation of two murals for the Metropolitan Opera, The Triumph of Music and The Sources of Music. When he comes across the paintings bearing his signature and exhibited by Fanny Margulies in her gallery, the artist is furious and wants to destroy them immediately. At the same time, Antonio de la Paz, learning from the journalist Philippe Jost that his Chagall, acquired from Stein, is a fake, asks for an investigation. Stone, former head of the New York County Criminal Investigation Bureau, sets a trap for Stein by equipping Yamet with a wire. Stone listens in on their conversation, but Stein understands that something is wrong. He flees down the back stairs, leaving his girlfriend Anne-Marie in the apartment. A search of his home uncovers his account book, containing his transactions and the identities of his clients, as well as the stamps used to forge the certificates. As in most cases of forgery, few art lovers or gallery owners are inclined to admit having been duped. In 6 months, the fugitive passes through Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, always one step ahead of the FBI. He's joined by Anne-Marie, who's pregnant with their second child. Frederick is born at the Children's Hospital in San Francisco, which tells the investigators that they have no information to give to the New York State Police. After a year on the run, Stein is done in by his taste for luxury cars. A limousine rental company recognizes him and reports him to the authorities. The court brings 96 charges against him and seizes 45 paintings. On January 18, 1968, the grand jury sentences Stein to 4.5 years in prison for painting and selling forgeries. He spends the first 16 months in a maximum security facility where he is interrogated relentlessly. The investigators do not believe that he is the author of the incriminated paintings, suspecting a large-scale mafia organization. It was when Stone granted Stein permission to paint Chagall, Durand, Modigliani, and Matisse in his office that the two men became friends. Deported to France to stand trial, Stein served 30 months in the prisons of Fresnes and Toulouse. He obtained permission from the director of the prison administration to continue painting. Albert Darey, the prison chaplain, provided him with canvases. Stein officially painted his À la manière de paintings, and his sister recovered them to sell them in New York for between $8,000 and $20,000. Thanks to these convictions, Stein returns to New York in 1972 with a bona fide like no other from the New York Supreme Court itself. Indeed, the ruling states that, quote, David Stein's work, while imitating to the perfection the style of the great masters, can nevertheless be attributed to the special talent with which only true artists are endowed. On June 18, 1972, Leonard Lyons wrote in the French newspaper Progrès Dimanche that, quote, David Stein is a forger who admits to being such without the shadow of a bad conscience. He readily recounts that one day he refused to sell one of his forgeries of Chagall for less than $18,000. He was offered $14,000. To someone who was surprised by this intransigence, he replied with dignity, "It's a matter of principle, my dear. I wouldn't want to damage Chagall's reputation." David Stein surfed on his fame and published in 1976 Le Roman d'un Faussaire, the novel of a forger. Notably, another famous forger signed the preface of the book, Fernand Le Gros. Stein's pastiche works are sold between 60 and 120,000 francs. In 1982, David Stein meets the photographer Stéphane Kolb during the opening of an exhibition of Stein's work at La Coupole on 32nd Street in New York and invites him to his loft on Horatio Street in Greenwich Village. The men strike up a deep friendship, and Stein entrusts the photographer with an exclusive account of his life and activities from 1981 to 1990. Kolb recounts on his blog that during a meeting with Saudi billionaire Adnan Khashoggi, Stein brought art books for him to select works for his Paris apartment on Avenue Montaigne. According to Kolb, Stein said that, quote, Adnan Khashoggi chose the paintings like a child chooses toys from a Christmas catalog. A redhead by Renoir, he wants it to be platinum blonde. A goat replaces a donkey, and the variation on Van Gogh's The Anglois Bridge must cover a whole wall. All the nudes must be from the back. In 1984, David Stein sells 30 collages of Superman comics, enhanced with colored ink blots and signed Andy Warhol 1960, at $500 each to a South African art dealer, who sells them in turn to the Robert Miller Gallery in New York. The forger is again deported from the United States by the immigration authorities in April 1987 and goes to Canada, where he's hired by director Alan Rudolph to play the role of a critic in the film The Moderns, alongside John Lone, Keith Carradine, Linda Fiorentino, and Geraldine Chaplin. The fake Warhol collages are exhibited from February 6 to May 4, 1989, by the Robert Miller Gallery in a retrospective at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, 2 years after Warhol's death. The New York Times explains that two comic book experts visiting the exhibition discovered the deception. 3 years later, David Stein, with the help of a Parisian film producer, put four new forgeries from the same series up for sale at the famous auction house Hotel Drouot in Paris. They were bought from auctioneers Binoche and Godot by an Italian art dealer who never obtained the certificates of authenticity. Pursued by numerous creditors, Haddad/Stein fled to France. His four children stayed behind in the U.S. Cecilia is an artist and fashion designer living in Malibu. Frederick is an employee at United Airlines in Chicago. And Jason is a teacher in California. They are the three children he had with Anne-Marie, his partners from his years as a fugitive. Another son, Emmanuel, is today director of information technology in New York. Stein died on October 14, 1999, in Bordeaux of stomach cancer. He was 64 years old. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.